Tonight from Fuller Park at the Crystal Beach Sports Complex, this is Classic Bowl Baseball, featuring the white team, coached by J.W. Gillette from Canute and Brogan Spears from Laverne, against the red team, coached by Chris Webb of Visalia and David Reason of Pioneer. Classic Bowl Baseball is brought to you by Team Lane Foundation. Find out more by searching Team Lane on Facebook. And Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust. We are set at Fuller Park for Classic Bowl Baseball. The Tri-State's All-Star Boys athletes are about to take the field. Here with all of tonight's action is sports director for stations K101, Z92, and 104.5 KZZW, Trent Caldwell. Alongside with color commentary is coach Scott Friesen from Arnett. We are now set at Fuller Park for Classic Bowl Baseball. Here now is Trent Caldwell.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fuller Park here in Woodward as we get ready for the first ever Classic Bowl baseball game here at Classic Bowl 34. Good evening, everybody. I'm Trent Caldwell, and alongside me, a man who just won our first ever Softball Coach of the Year award, Coach Scott Friesen, the Arnett Wildcats. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And exciting times. I mean, you got your little taste a little bit earlier with Classic Bowl, but obviously it's the best, it's the brightest. As we mentioned in your game, there were six or seven valedictorians on the field at any given moment.
Yeah, there are a lot of smart kids out there. And then, you know, the All-Star experience is more about just go have fun.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know that those are they've been your enemy for a long time, basically, and you go sit next to him in the dugout, and you're going, hey, I kind of like this kid.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot different. It's a fun experience, and I think the girls all had a real good time this afternoon.
Yeah, they did, and they really enjoyed it. And now it's the boys' turn, and they mentioned enemies versus enemies. We're going to see teammates versus teammates, friends versus friends, enemies versus friends, all kinds of combinations out there. And we got everybody from all the way, the Panhandle, Texas, Kansas involved in Classic Bowl, and all the way out past Enid, 92 schools involved with Classic Bowl, and this will be the first ever baseball game. We're going to bring it to you here. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about the coaches, talk a little bit about what you can expect tonight, and we're going to drop the baseball on the field with a helicopter. Really, we're going to land the helicopter and then run out the baseball. But that's coming up right after this. It is Classic Bowl 34, the first ever baseball game here on K101.
Are you excited about being a new grandmother?
Of course I am. A little intimidated, too.
Why?
Taking care of a baby today is so different than when I had you.
But, Mom, you did great with me.
Thanks, son. But I put you on your stomach to sleep.
Right. But now we know that babies should always be placed on their backs to sleep for naps and at night to reduce the risk of sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS.
You also slept with blankets and toys in your crib.
True. But now we know to keep everything out of the crib except for my sweet baby girl. No blankets, pillows, or other soft or loose items.
Daddy's going to teach Nana all the ways to keep you safe while you sleep. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
For more tips on safe sleep for babies, visit safetosleep.nichd.nih.gov. That's safetosleep.nichd.nich.gov. Sponsored by the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it.
I asked if he was okay.
Shooting is unfortunately effective. There are not a lot of second chances.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
63 Americans a day die by gun suicide. By storing our guns safely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammo, we can give our loved ones a second chance at life. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
We are back, Fuller Park here in Woodward. Gorgeous venue and a great evening for baseball. Winds both on the strong side. And we saw a couple home runs in the softball game earlier. So the guys seemed they seemed optimistic they were going to hit some out of the park today when I spoke to them.
The wind is blowing out.
It is blowing out, and it's a gorgeous night for it. And we got a little bit about these two teams. It's, again, it's a red team and white team. They are not divided in any way, shape, or form by regionals. Now, when we give out Player of the Year awards around the fifth inning, there's going to be a West and an East Player of the Year. But for these purposes in these games, they're just divvied up. In fact, we tried to give every team a few pitchers, a couple catchers, making sure the positions are represented. But this was a tough cut to make. These are some very good players, and we will kind of get into that as we go along. The red team, head coached by my original partner this morning, Mr. Chris Webb, 21-11 this season, but more importantly, won the Connie Mack World Series as the coach of the Enid Majors, and that is tough to do. We've coached the Travelers for 15 years and then taken the majors there. Coach, you know about that Connie Mack. That is some of the best of the best out there.
You know, that's one of those, they bring those kids from all over the place, and you get them all together, and every team does that, mm-hmm. and it's tough. It's That's some really good baseball.
Yeah, it is. Wood bat baseball as well. And it is no joke to win that thing coming in there all the way from Oklahoma. And second coach for our side, Dave Rison, Pioneer. And this guy, I mean, he's like you, Coach. He's won a ton of games in a lot of different arenas. But the softball and the baseball coach at Pioneer, Dave Rison, just got elected into the Baseball Coaches Hall of Fame. He's won over 643 games. He's a 22nd on the active win list. But I believe he – I don't know if he's coaching next year. Is he – is that
– I think he is.
I think he is.
I haven't heard But, you know, that's a ton of games.
643. I haven't won anything 643 times. So that's that is quite the accomplishment. He's going to be over there with Coach Webb. And on the other side, Coach J.W. Gillette Canute, the top-ranked team in the state, won the state title a year ago. His ninth season, and boy, has he come out on fire. 11th overall, 355 wins, and Canute just goes, keeps coming at you. I mean, they just keep reloading every season.
They have been good for a while now, and he's stepping away from baseball and going to softball next year.
Yes, so he will be stepping back. In fact, I believe they just hired someone for that position, and off the top of my head, I cannot. I can
they
look that
did,
up.
And I don't know who it is either.
We'll check that out.
It wasn't open very long.
Yeah, so it was not open very long, for sure. And our last coaching member, Mr. Brogan Sears, a man you know well, Laverne head coach for baseball and softball, 17-7. His first season, he almost eliminated Canute, and they were unranked, run ruled Canute, and then got beat by him in the second round. Moreland alum and your future son-in-law.
Yes, he is my future son-in-law. He's got a long road in front of him.
It's going to be a tough road. We're going to have a lot to say about Brogan during this broadcast. We're going to take a break, come right back. They're going to drop this baseball on the field, and we're going to get this thing underway. It's Classic Bowl 34, the first baseball game, coming back at you here on K101.
Hi, I'm news correspondent Bob Woodruff. In 2006, a roadside bomb struck the armored vehicle I was riding in while reporting from Iraq. I sustained a life-threatening traumatic brain injury. The military term, got your six, means I have your back. And that day, our service members had mine. During my recovery, I learned firsthand the challenges facing our service members who return home with injuries. While serving, their fellow service members always had their six. Now that they're home, it is our turn. We started the Bob Woodruff Foundation to make sure that the camaraderie and support they relied on in the military carries on, and we need you. Please join us as part of the Got Your Six initiative and help us be there for impacted veteran service members and their families. They've had our backs. It's time we have theirs. Learn more at gotyoursix.org. That's gotyoursix.org. Using the number six.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Welcome back to Fuller Park Classic Bowl 34XXXIV. And it's a hot out there, so hopefully we don't need to do any IVs. We also have a helicopter on the way to drop off the baseball. And I want to thank some sponsors here as well. Classic Bowl 34 brought to you by Moore's Roofing, neighbors you can trust with all your roofing needs, and brought presented to you by Team Lane. Search Team Lane on Facebook for more info. Check it out. It's mysterious for a reason. We want you to go there and check out I believe it's a poker run. It's not too mysterious. But at any rate, those are our sponsors. Couldn't do it without them. Couldn't do it without a whole heap of people, including everybody here at Fuller Park. Everybody at Woodward High School this morning, Classic Bowl Committee. C.J. Montgomery, Leland Searcy been a big part of this as well. Those two guys have doing a ton of work to put this on in the first ever baseball game. Now, the people have been asking about this, and we were wondering if we could ever pull it off, but it seems so far everything's kind of gone off, dare I say, without a hitch. I don't want to jinx it. And now we waiting on this helicopter, I believe. So this may put a delay in our plans here. So it's going to be red versus white. Red team will be the home team. They're going to bat last. The white team will be up first. And we do know your pitchers for the evening. For the red team, they're going to start out the home team. Matt Bales. Matt Bales from Elk City. 29-10 this year was Elk City. Matt only 2-1, 1.78 ERA. Didn't have many innings. But he was your Kenny Chervenka Memorial Award winner. Kenny Chervenka was the young man who died in an ATV accident in Elk City in 2016. So quite the honor there for Matt to win that award this year. And he's going to start out doing the pitching duties, and his catcher will be Shattuck's Jesse Gibson. And I believe Jesse also going to be playing the basketball game. You are going to see some guys, and we do have a couple guys playing tonight that already did golf on Saturday, and they're going to do basketball on Thursday. That's a three-sport week, Coach.
Can't beat that. A little golf on Saturday, baseball on Monday, basketball.
That's a solid week. That's where I'm referring to Brett Griffith and Ryan Carlisle from Arapahoe Butler.
That's a whole lot better than going to the job.
It certainly is. And Ryan coming in second in that golf event. Ty Elliott of Moreland won the golf event Saturday on the boys' side. Girls' side won by Kiara Stair. Merritt was our first ever Classic Bowl girls medalist. Jenna Buller won the first Classic Bowl scholarship for golf, the Stephen Avis Whitaker scholarship. And then the Jess Wells scholarship on the other side of that golf was, here comes the helicopter. Jess Wells scholarship won by Grant Thur of South Central. And Jolie Walker won the softball scholarship from Hammond a little bit earlier today. I can hear the helicopter. Well, there it is. Here we go. We brought this up with Coach Webb about someone rappelling next year from the helicopter, but
that would work.
He volunteered.
Well, Webb would be a good one to drop out of the helicopter.
Now they land down. And we were wondering, game one, what happens if the helicopter can't take off and you just then have to play around
it? Well, that'd be interesting anyway.
And here we go. Throwing out your first pitch. Will be Tologa's own Jordy Mercer. And Jesse Gibson looks like he's going to catch it. We have one. So here we go.
You know, if he rears back and throws it, this very well could be the hardest pitch of the night.
This will be Jesse Gibson's first ever catching a major league arm back there. We'll see how he does. I wonder how hard he will throw. I wonder how how much juice is going to be on this thing. Now, the Mercer family also get the scholarship, the boys' scholarship, which we'll give out in the fifth inning. Here he goes. We'll see if he's got anything left. Yeah, here it goes, and oh, all right, not bad. Not everything he had, but it went. Great moment there for for Jesse.
Pretty good moment for him.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
Jordy, longtime Pittsburgh Pirate, many years. And from Tologa, I mean, that's got to be the smallest town from anybody on his team. I don't know who would have been small. We'll ask him about it if he comes up here.
When he was playing, they were legitimately good every year. They had a bunch of good kids back then, and they just kind of fell off, but they were really, really good when he was playing.
Yeah, they absolutely, and he had a lot of good years. Big part of that. It's a beautiful ballpark if you've never been to see Pittsburgh play a game. So now we're going to be getting ready. See if they announce the starting lineups here shortly. We'll try to get the PA announcer. Last time Matt Adair, doing a wonderful job, did a great job in the softball game, and now he's going to step in for baseball. And now the chopper will remove itself from center field. And then will be replaced by center field. They have a white team and a red team. Red team's going to be home. So they will take the field first, which means David Cronister is going to be out there where that helicopter is. Now, part of the problem, Coach, when you walk the baseball in with a helicopter, is then you got to wait for the helicopter takeoff.
It's a little more of a process than I thought it was.
Yeah. It doesn't just lift up. It's pretty quick. Yes. There we go. Air evac. Doing a great job as always. How important are those guys? You get an accident all the way out here, you got to make it to the hospital. Air evacs are lifesavers.
You definitely want them around.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Here we go. We're going to let Matt Adair take it. He's going to announce the lineups for both squads.
From Westerford High School, number 6, Sam Hoffman. From Elk City, number 7, David Cronick. From Warren, Oklahoma, number 9, Cooper White. From Hammond, number 10, Jackson Spikes. From Pioneer Pleasant Vale, number 11, Layton Parker. From Whiteside, Oklahoma, number 12, Pale Wilson. From Laverne, number 15, Cooper Long. From Lee, number 17, Frank Page. From Arapahoe Butler High School, number 18, Ryan Carlisle. From Woodward, number 22, Parker Smith. From Duluth, number 25, Colt Randall. From Thomas Bay Custer, number 27, Connor Oaks. From Okarchi, number 31, Josh Milton. And from Chisholm, number 32, Nick Peterney. Your coaches for the white team are J.W. Gillette and Brogan Sears.
And there goes your white team. Now we're going to cover the red squad for tonight. They're really doing the whole team.
Oklahoma, number 2, Jesse Gibson. From Woodward, Oklahoma, number 3, Peyton Hughes. From Alva, Oklahoma, number 5, Kaden Slater. From Arapahoe Butler, number 10, Brett Griffith. From Lee, number 11, Jack Huffenbarger. From Canute, number 12, Drew Steffes. from Moreland, number 13, David Chronister. From Pioneer Pleasantvale, number 15, Dakota Wingo. From Watonga, number 16, Wyatt C. From Elk City, number 17, Matt Bales. From Weatherford, number 18, Brett Bozar. From Sealing, Oklahoma, number 20, Donald Blaylock. From Timberlake, number 25, Jacob Piller. From Laverne, number 27, Carson Bags. And from Brightside, number 32, Cy Ontiveros. Your coaches are Red Key, our coach Chris Lynn, and coach David Bryson.
There you go. There's your red lineup, white and red, getting ready to square off. Red going to start as your home squad, and we're going to get ready now. First, we're going to get our umpires in here. The umpires coming in from Perryton, so people making the trip out here. So here we go. Here comes your national anthem.
This time, if you would please rise, remove your caps, and face the flag high above the center field wall as we honor those who sacrificed and those who served on this Memorial Day with the play of our national anthem.
Fuller Park as we get ready for first ever Classic Bowl baseball game. 34th Classic Bowl, but the first time ever doing baseball. And first time ever softball earlier for you, Coach. What were there any challenges involved with that? What was kind of the biggest, hardest part about kind of slapping together a softball game?
Probably just getting everybody out there and figuring out who plays where.
Right.
And
right.
Where are you comfortable playing if you're not playing where you're comfortable? You know, different kids, you know, we had two outfielders, I think, on our team, and then the rest of them were infielders. I'm like, hey, can you play outfield? Sure. You know, some of them are really, you know, they just want to go out there and play somewhere. They don't care. It's fun to do something different than what you've been doing. And so that's probably your biggest deal is making sure everybody gets to play the same amount of time and keeping everybody happy.
Yeah, that's the biggest part. But, I mean, it was a great game. There were a couple home runs. We saw some great pitching, several strikeouts in the game. They really competed and played. It was a heck of a softball game today.
The pitchers were way ahead of the hitters at this point.
And we did, you know, you think the season just ended, but really there's been a bit of a gap in there where no, it's not exactly sharp as you would think.
Yeah, it takes a little bit to get used to that thing coming hard like that. And some of it, you know, we had a lot of strikeouts today.
Yeah, yes, we did. For the Red Squad, we mentioned Matt Bales doing the pitching. And the Zion Alvarez would be at first. That's going to be Caden Slater at second base. Brett Griffith at shortstop. Dakota Wingo is your third baseman. Brett Bozarth in left. Cronister in center. Peyton Hughes in right field. And batting first for the White Squad, we're going to start with Colton Randall, the shortstop. From Canute, Mr. Randall, one heck of a basketball player as well, an all-state basketball player, was he? And Canute, a fantastic year, as we mentioned, ranked number one all the way to the end. They lost the state final by one run against Red Oak in a heck of a baseball game.
Red Oak's got a lot of tradition. So that's
no shame in that.
No shame in that. I watched Canute's regional, and they're a pretty good ball club. I went down and watched Laverne play them, and you know, Laverne kind of shocked everybody a little bit.
Yes, they did.
Just doing as well as they did.
Colt's going to be playing at Seminole State next year. Hit 500 this season. Pretty good. 609 on base percentage, 26 RBIs, and he swiped 19 bags. A real good leadoff hitter there for the Canute Trojans. Is getting the legs under him is Mr. Bales. Matt Bales. Under his hobbies, he listed Dr. Pepper. That's how much he loves that drink. It's a hobby for him. It's a lifestyle choice.
That's a Western Oklahoma hobby.
Well, the doctor's going to be dealing today. Fishing, guitar, hunting also is other hobbies. Pretty good. But there's a lot. I mean, if you go down this list, fishing, hunting, outdoors is on almost every single one of these guys' hobbies list.
That's a high school boy, isn't it?
That is in Oklahoma for sure. And Matt getting some warm-ups in here. Knocking the dust off, or the rust off at any rate.
Keep warming up, he's going to be tired.
Well, if it's anything like you got, you basically, the softball game was two innings for everybody, more or less. And then I think, what'd you get, maybe three at the end there,
yeah.
Three to start, depending on how you wanted to divvy it up.
Yeah, we went 2-2 and three, and had no rhyme or reason to it. We were like, okay, you're going to go the first two, and you're going to go the next two, and
yes.
You're going to go two, and then we're like, okay, she's doing fine, we'll leave her out there.
And on behalf of play-by-play guys everywhere, when you swap players right before the game, it makes it difficult, but it made for a great game. It was ended up being the right decision. So here we go. Colt's going to step in, the righty. He said batting 500, and Matt Bales from Elk City will throw out the first ever pitch, official pitch. Jordy Mercer threw out a pitch earlier. First ever scored pitch in Classic Bowl baseball game. So get that, write that down, you history buffs. First one, swing and a miss for Randall. And first pitch, one strike. Good start there for Mr. Bales. Now you got an 0-1 count. Second offering coming up for Matt, and that's going to be chopped ball down to third base. That's going to be fielded, whipped over to first on Averos for out number one, and two pitches, one out for the White Squad. And good start there for Matt Bales and Team Red.
Already got more contact than we had in the first inning of the softball game.
That's true. Leighton Parker now going to step in for Pioneer. And the first pitch to Leighton is outside, ball one. 1-0 the count, and that'll be the first ball thrown for Leighton Parker. Pioneer, another fantastic year. Both Coach Rising squads, boys and the girls, were great. Another ball, 2-0 the count for this one. And Mr. Parker, very confident when we spoke to him in the bandstand. He's ready to play this game, and he is quite the player. That's going to be high for ball three, so 3-0 after Bales getting that quick first out. He's now 3-0 to Mr. Parker. Small school West All-Stater, Class A All-Stater is Leighton Parker. Two-time Great Plains Skelter Conference baseball player, All-Conference. Yeah, that's going to be a strike down in there. 3-1 the count. take it all the way. There's Mr. Parker, batting lefty here. Righty-lefty matchup, and that's going to go in for a strike. Caught that inside corner. Full count. Layton hit 442, 630 on base percentage, 28 RBIs, 30 stolen bases. He's going to crack a single out to right field, and our first hit of the game belongs to Layton Parker. And we got one runner on with one out.
Both guys leading off are over 60% on base percentage. It's a good chance for getting somebody on base.
There are a lot of good hitters, and this is one of them. Mr. Cooper Long, 9 home runs on the season. Hits at 433, and he is a threat.
Big kid.
Yeah, he is, and strong. We saw that in football as well. He's going to play in the football game. This is going to be ball one up and away. Laverne winning the state football title, and he is a big part of that. And now, he said in his bio, he's the first annual Laverne Baseball MLB The Show tournament runner-up to Coach Sears. So that's ball two. It's 2-0 the count, and I like how he put that. He's still kissing up to the coach, even in his bio.
He's done, and he's still kissing up to him, so he's thinking he may need something later.
Runner on first is Parker, one out. Man, that's going to be chopped right back to the pitcher. Bales trying to grab it, has to regather it, pick it up, throws it over to first, gets one out, but Parker is going to move over to first. And that is the old 1-3. Runner, though, will move up. And Sam Hoffman going to step in. Number 6, Weatherford Eagles, 23-14 this year in 4A. That's also your district linebacker of the year. That's why he's enormous. Pretty good season as well for Weatherford. That's in the dirt. Almost got away. Nice stop back there by Gibson for ball one. Parker now on second, two away. Top of the first, if you're just joining us. White team up. And again, as we mentioned, there's no West-East designation. It is you're either on the white team or on the red team. Parker trying to get his lead out there at second. Next pitch by Bales. That's popped right back, and almost Eric Scott put a hand up as if it was coming back at us. You were going to barehand that like Haxton did in Texas Tech.
I like how they split them up and put teammates against each other. It makes it a little bit more fun that way.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, these guys familiar with each other, too, from summer league ball as well.
Yeah. They all split up and play on all kinds of summer league teams together. It makes it a lot more fun.
That's going to be low down, and the runner's going to take off. Parker's going to take off. Gibson has to come regather the ball, and Parker's going to take second on a little bit of a, I don't know how they'll score that, a wild pitch, I suppose.
Yeah, it hit the dirt, so they're probably going to let him go on a wild pitch.
And that makes it, I have 2-1, but they have 1-1 down there. Next pitch, he's going to be fouled back, up and over Fuller Park. Hopefully not on anyone's car. Two away. And Parker, though, threat to score there at third base. He's got some speed. Pretty any contacts can get him in. That's going to be a ball outside. Wind blowing out. Died down a touch. It was a lot stronger this morning. Although I believe Elena Long's homer was a home run no matter what wind you had. And that's going to be in the dirt again. Gets away from Gibson, and Parker's going to score. And that's going to be your first run. Layton Parker on another little bit of a wild pitch as Parker comes home.
Yeah, the Long girl's home run would have been out of about any park. She hit that, and I was like, oh, boy.
One nothing now as Parker comes across the plate. Now nobody's on here for Hoffman. He's going to crack that right down the middle of the field. They're going to try to track it down. Cronster dives and doesn't get there. It's going to go all the way back to the wall. Going around second is going to be Hoffman. He's going to try for third, and he's going to get it standing up. They got to get it home. They're going to wave him home. He's now coming. This could be an inside the park home run. Hoffman's down, and there it is in the Parker. Hoffman showing the speed. And it's 2-0 White just like that with two away in the top of the first inning. Unbelievable.
He moves pretty good for a big kid.
How'd you like to get hit by that guy as a linebacker?
No, thanks. That's a long ways out into that corner out there, too.
That is it. David Cronister took a chance, thought he had a shot at it. Couldn't quite get there.
Once he hit the ground and it got past him, they were in trouble.
Now Bale's next pitch, low and away. Another ball. This is going to be Ryan Carlisle. Arapahoe Butler, again, we mentioned him, second in the golf event. Going to be playing basketball a little later. He's a Class A All-Stater. Honorable mention, Class A All-State by the Oklahoman. Five-county All-Conference, and he rips one to second. That's going to get through the hole and go out to right field for a base hit. Because it's an all-star game, we're going to give him the base hit. That's a little bit misplayed maybe by Slater.
Yeah, he's acting like he thinks he maybe should have caught that ball.
I don't see the scoreboard charging him there, so we're going to go with a hit. Puts Carlisle at first, and again, Bale's pitch this time. That's going to be popped out in the left field and running over to try to grab it. It's Bozarth, and he's there right at the line. It's a foul line, and that's going to be out number three. That'll do it for the first inning, but not before we got an inside-the-park home run and another run scored by Leighton Parker. 2-0 your score, bottom of the second coming up. You're listening to Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join Whiteswell Lane LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
Hello, my name is Andrea Delzell, and I've been using a wheelchair since I was 5 years old. If I had one message for the general public, it would be relax. Some folks get really flustered around disabled people, so they just pretend we're not there. I've actually had waiters talk to my companion and completely ignore me. People with disabilities just want the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
This is a message from United Spinal Association. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34, first baseball game, and 2-0. We got a high-scoring affair so far after one half an inning, and now that brings up the Red Squad, the home team, and they're going to be facing from the Okarchi Warriors, Mr. Josh Nulty, OBCA Class A West All-Stater, All-State Honorable Mention, Little City All-Second Team, also one of those guys, National Honor Society, Robotics Club, a very good student as well, and according to this, a shoe collector. So that's one of his hobbies. Must be expensive for his parents and himself.
That's probably not a cheap one.
That is not. Dodge City Community College commit is Josh. 3-1 this season, .90 ERA, 94 Ks. So he's a good one. And Drake Page going to be behind the plate, Lady Bison. And Drake Page in the basketball court was the stopper for the basketball team. That kid was put on everybody's best player to try to stop him, and now he's back trying to stop baseballs back there. So he's a stopper in a lot of respects, is Mr. Page. That's going to bring a Brett Bozarth. First batter here, another Weatherford Eagle playing against his teammates. He's going to foul that right back at us for strike one.
Brett's sister was on the Southwestern softball team.
Oh, there you go.
He's got two cousins play on the Southwestern basketball team.
It is a family full of athletes. He was an all-state defensive back in football as well. Both the Weatherford guys are excellent football players. You're talking about NHS National Merit finalist. Very good student again.
I believe he was valedictorian.
Yes, he was valedictorian. That's going to get away from Drake Page. It's going to be a ball.
The Gore twins are his cousins.
Oh, that is some good bloodlines.
Decent pedigree.
Coach Corey Miller said this guy's our MVP, does it all for us, and now he's going to take one for the team. He's going to hit by a pitch, and that's going to put Bozarth on first with nobody out, and he sprints down there. That's what you like to see.
He got down there quickly.
Yeah.
Good chance he might be trying to take second here pretty soon.
He's got some wheels on him. That's going to bring up David Cronister. And David, who dove trying to make a fantastic play in center and missed it, is going to be looking to make up for it here. Moreland Bearcat, another basketball player and playing the basketball game. Volume score there, too. That's going to be ball one. into Durlow for Page. 1-0 the count for Mr. Chronister.
You know, I like how they let him play in both games to start. We're just getting this baseball-softball thing started, but you got a lot of athletes that go both ways.
And there's one, a shot to center, but it's right at the center fielder, and Leighton Parker's going to corral that and put a charge in it, but not deep enough, fly out to center for out number one.
But it's fun for them all to get a chance to do each one of them one last time.
Yeah, it is, and you know, a lot of times you come out, you get done with your season, and you think, that's my last time ever. Last time I'm ever going to put on the pads or pick up a basketball in a competitive fashion for some people.
And, you know, it's...
Throw over to first, trying to pick off Bozarth there, didn't get him.
You know, when you play that last game on your high school team, you're thinking, oh, gosh, it's all over. You get a little bit more relaxed atmosphere in this, too, to go do it one more time.
Yep. Brett Griffith at the plate. He's going to take ball one or two.
I think he called that one a strike.
Oh, did he? Oh.
I think.
There's 1-0 up on the board. They're going to throw it to first again to try to get Bozarth. It's hard to tell. He did kind of do a half-hearted. I wasn't sure what he was.
Okay, Marlins
gave
us
1-1. 1-1. We got it. He's on it. And that's going to go swing and a miss.
Maybe he's listening to us in his ear down there.
He might be. 1-2 now to count. Bozarth still taking his lead off first. They've thrown over there a couple times, trying to pick him off as Nulty. Shakes off, looks in, low pitch into dirt. Nicely handled there by Drake Page for ball two. 2-2 to count. 2-0 the score. White team in front, bottom of the first, red team at bat. Nulty looks in, looking at Griffith, who's another excellent student. He's going to rip that down to second. Oh, mishandled there at second. They try to get up and make the play and can't get it in time. As it looked like out there, Carlisle, and that was Griffith hitting it to Carlisle. Those are two teammates. So Ryan Carlisle mishandles that a little bit.
That ball was pretty well struck.
And I don't know if they're going to give him an error on that either. That's going to be another base hit.
Yeah.
I'm a tougher scorer than normal.
Well, he tried to get that out at second. I don't think he would have got that one either if he could have got it to the bag in time.
Yeah, he would have had to make an incredible play. That is true. Cyan Averos now stepping in. Vicy Indian, runners on first and second. And he's going to swing away at that one. And Cy, 492 hitter. I mean, as we go through these averages, you're going to see just how hard it was to select these teams. You got to hit over 350 in a lot of cases unless you were an excellent fielder. And that's going to be cranked by Onivero. So that's going to be cranked back toward left center. It is going. It is going. Hits the wall on the backside. They try to corral it at first. Runner's going to Bozarth will come home to score. They're going to wave home Griffith. And that's a two-run double by Onivero. Who's flexing out at second base. And he's having fun. And we are tied at two. And he's fired up. Class A All-Stater. Also a member of the choir at Bicep.
Member of the choir.
Yeah. His hobbies? According to him, definitely fishing.
Definitely fishing.
And that's all he put. So, big start for the Indian, playing for his coach on that side.
He hit that ball well.
Now stepping in, going to be Caden Slater, the second baseman. And all of a sudden, Nulty in trouble. That's going to be in the dirt. Onivero's thought about taking off, but he's not very fleet of foot. So he's going to go back.
He's probably better staying where he was.
He feigned like he was going. He's now talking to the ump and saying, hey, there's no way you're making that, son. Slater steps in. Caden Slater had an incredible season. And that's going to be high for him, ball two. Slater's numbers, if you get a look at this, hit 568, 673 on base percentage. He said 11 home runs today. We had 9 for him, but he padded himself too. But he hit 40 RBIs this season in just dominant. He's going to take strike one, 2-1 the count.
He looks pretty comfortable up there. I like to see what happens here.
He's headed to West Texas A&M to play baseball. And he's a cool customer. Had his Top Gun shades on today for the for the when we fed the players here in between. That's ball three, 3-1 to count.
Well, they're probably all excited Top Gun came out. They don't know there was another one 36 years ago.
This is the first one for them. It's nice to pass it through the generations. That's going to be strike two. Count is full. Caden Slater taking a pitch there. And right now, Nulty, I have him with 18 pitches early here in this bottom half of this inning, just trying to get out of it. That one low, and that's going to be take your base in the dirt, and it gets by Page, and now that Oliveros is going to go to third. So he advances on a wild pitch there by Bales, and now there's runners on first and third. One out.
It's pretty warm out there today. Throwing up to 20 pitches here is going to get a little taxing probably.
So far, this has been the opposite of your game, where we were through three innings at this point.
Softball goes a little faster than baseball.
A lot of strikeouts today. Some great pitchers. First pitch now in there.
Well, I know we had two pitchers this afternoon that had over 300 strikeouts this year.
Yes, you had. It was just one after another, just one ace after another today. Drew Steffes up there for the Canute Trojans. An academic all-stater. And that's going to be in there for strike two. Two pitches now for Nulty. Oliveros on third and Caden Slater on first. One away. Bottom of the second knotted up at two. Red team at the plate, the home team. And Nulty looks in. So looks like he's trying to come away with it. And he does, and he got him swinging. And that's going to be the strikeout. And that was, you could tell by the way Page was setting up, that was coming away. And that's exactly what they had in mind. So get the K for Nulty for strikeout for him. And Jesse Gibson, who had the honor of catching the first pitch from Jordy Mercer, is going to be joining us around the third inning. He'll be coming up in the booth and talking. It's rifled right back at Nulty, who grabs it, made a great play. Now he's going to underhand it to first base and get the out over there too long. And that's going to do it for the bottom half of the first inning. We are tied at two. Good one here. Classic Bowl 34 coming back at you here on K101.
What happens when that bargain roofing job fails, your roof leaks, and your ceiling is damaged? You pay for it, that's what. Especially when your bargain roofer is uninsured. And then you call the neighbors you can trust at Moore's Roofing. Moore's Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, insured, and they are right there when you need them. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moore's Roofing today at 580-994-5417. Moore's Roofing, a proud sponsor of Classic Bowl 34.
Hello, I'm Jose Hernandez, and I have been using a wheelchair since my accident in 1995. I guess if I had one message for the general public, it would be that I appreciate your help, but please ask first. I know you mean well, but I've actually got everything under control. And if I don't, I'll ask for assistance. People with disabilities just want the same respect and consideration as everyone else.
This is a message from United Spinal Association. Download our disability etiquette booklet at unitedspinal.org.
Welcome back. Classic Bowl 34, first ever baseball game, and our first ever 2-2 tie in a baseball game. Everything's going to be the first ever, so I'm going to get tired of saying that tonight. But it will be the second inning for Matt Bales. New catcher, though, behind the plate. Looks like number 25, Jacob Diller, Timberlake Tigers. Oh, there comes Gibson. Oh, he's just warming him up to guess he got his equipment on. But have no fear. Jacob will be in the game. Everybody's going to play in this one. I can't imagine the coach is letting anyone sit. 2-2 off. It's seen an inside the park home run. Two-run double by Sion Averos is what tied this thing up. Red team tried to scrape another one across there at the end, but Nulty got out of it. Josh Nulty finishing that inning. Two hits, two runs, a walk, a strikeout. 23 pitches, though, for Josh. And now Mr. Bales. He had three hits, two runs last inning, a strikeout, 19 pitches.
Looks like we're going to switch it up in the coaching. Brogan's going to go coach third.
Huh.
guess they didn't think they got enough runs last time. They switched up.
Has he been demoted already?
I don't know.
Now, how, I mean, he just proposed. How did he propose, first of all? You guys were on vacation.
We were on the beach, and kind of set it up with my wife. He came talk to us, and they got it set up, and we were going to do some family pictures, and got everybody out there, and the photographer got everything going, and he just got her turned around. He dropped down to one knee, turned around, and she was actually just a little bit surprised. So.
Oh, there it is. Good job. That's fouled back by Drake Page. Little E. Bison, the catcher, taking his first hack. Strike one. And when he came to ask you, was he nervous?
No, I don't think so. They, you know, it's been about 5 years, so it's.
you tell him about time? Is that?
Yeah,
what?
It's one of those. Games. Really? So maybe you're just gonna hang out forever, but no.
Eat your food and date your daughter. 0-2, the count, has swing and a miss. And Page goes down swinging on three straight pitches. And now Bale starting to dial in. And we saw this a little bit in the softball game where Brooklyn Bayless came out. She started a little throwing some balls in the dirt, threw a lot of pitches in that first inning, then got dialed in. And we might be seeing that here with Matt Bales. With Page, Nick DeTuring, right fielder. Chisholm Longhorn stepping in, another righty. Another righty-righty matchup. That'll be in the dirt for ball one.
One thing these baseball kids have been playing baseball, the softball came out of slow pitch into a fast pitch game. Makes it a little different.
That is cranked out to right center for a base hit, and that's going to roll down, and Nick DeTuring, before we can even get to his bio, it's a single. So another runner on with one away, top of the second inning. 2-2 game. Here comes Parker Schmitz, playing in his hometown. Going to get a nice hand here for Parker. First team All-District. A Boy Scout, a literal Boy Scout, an Eagle Scout is Parker Schmidt. Schmitz. Runner on first. Runner takes off, and it's going to go inside. Did it hit him? No, he just missed it, but runner going to easily take second base. And Schmitz takes ball one, and no one even trying to throw down there.
Parker's pretty good at cornhole, too.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if he listed that as a hobby or not.
That's it. Maybe he's all state cornhole. I don't see that on here. He did say, his coach says he's one of the toughest players he's ever had the privilege to coach. Hit 370, 560 on base percentage. Normally, a guy who hits 370, you'd be thrilled, but this is one of the lower averages we've had so far.
He does list bronc riding, so.
Oh, there he goes.
Maybe he should be tough.
There he goes. I wonder how many Boy Scouts bronc ride. On the side. I don't know. Probably not many.
At least one.
At least one. He's at the plate, and he fouls that one back. 2-2 the count. On Parker, runner at scoring position at second is DeTuring. Now Parker, another righty at the plate here. Bales trying to get out of another jam, and that's going to be a ball high. Full count. Parker got some length on him, can cover a lot of that plate. All right, second. Fain's taking off, swing and a miss, and another strikeout just when Bales needed it. And all of a sudden, Matt Bales now dealing a little bit out here. Two away, one runner on, a 2-2 game, top of the second inning, and we're back to the top of the order for Colt Randall, who struck out his first time up. Looking to get a little revenge here on Matt Bales. Maybe a little first at-bat jitters. That's going to be down and away for a ball. 1-0 the count.
And these guys are making their job a little tougher. We hit all 15 in the softball game all at once.
It just ran through all the lineup, and that's going to be up and in. Made sure everybody got in that way.
Made sure everybody got in, but it sure did take a long time to get back to the top.
And there weren't a lot of hits, so you barely, no. I think you got through the order, maybe the top of the third time around, and that's going to be cranked out to short, and that's going to be down to, mishandled, a tough hop out at short. They're going to rifle it over to first, and in time, What a throw out there. Brett Griffith makes a fantastic play for out number three, and that's going to do it for the top half of the second. Bottom half coming up, 2-2 tie here, Classic Bowl 34, coming back at you on K101.
Though Fi no longer drives, he can still fly down the track. Staying fit helps Fi stay flexible in his ongoing fight with retinitis pigmentosa, a blinding retinal disease. But even when the way forward is hard to see, Fi is always hopeful, because he knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Fi, winning the fight against vision loss means seeing new ways to push himself. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
And welcome back here, Classic Bowl 34, first ever baseball game. Here's Coach Scott Friesen, our softball coach of the year. What, did they give you anything for that?
Oh, they gave me a pullover, and then they took it back.
They got to put your name on it, I
imagine. I don't know what they're doing with it, but he said he'd give me one back, so I'll take his word for it.
You should have asked for the $2,000 scholarship. That's really where it was at.
She was having trouble figuring out where to put the check, but I think they took that back, too. So.
They did. They don't let you cash the big checks. They're fun, but they don't let you cash them. Dakota Wingo now for Pioneer. Third baseman stepping in to the righty. And Nulty back on that mound. That's going to be low and away. Ball one. Goes back to the backstop.
It was more fun when she brought the check to the dugout. She's just looking around going, what do I do with this?
I don't know. It's yours. And that was a well-earned scholarship. There were many, many smart ladies on the field today. That's going to be outside. Just catches that outside corner for a strike. One and one to count. And Mr. Wingo, another great football player for the Pioneer Pleasant Vale Mustangs, Coach Risen. That's going to be a ball two, 2-1.
He's kind of taking a beating back here behind the plate.
Yes, there's been some balls in the dirt. They're certainly making Drake Page work back there.
That scholarship deal is a pretty good deal for me. I don't know how much money they're giving away this week, but it's a bunch.
Yeah, it is. There's a strike, swinging strike there. It's $2,000, two golfs, and it's all different people coming together, all different business owners, people. You know, for example, Jordy Mercer is going to do this scholarship for the baseball game a little bit later. You know, there's two each for basketball. That's going to be chopped up the middle, charging down to short, trying to grab it, and can't get there. It's Colt Randall. It goes through for a base hit, and Wingo is on board.
Yeah, I don't think he's getting him if he fields that cleanly.
Yeah, that was kind of a slow roller, and Randall tried to make a great play. And now Peyton Hughes, and we mentioned a lot of the good students. This is one of them. Distinguished Academic Achievement Award, Woodward Citizen of the Year. I've never been elected a Citizen of the Year for anything. And that's going to be outside for Peyton Hughes.
I'm not sure what you have to do to be Citizen of the Year, but I'm guessing I've never done it either.
Well, that's going to be fired over the first as they try to get Wingo. You know, there's several years left. Now you got a little more time on your plate. You can work towards Arnett Citizen of the Year.
Maybe that's what I'll try next. I haven't looked into that, but maybe I can look into that.
The bucket list. That's away. Gets away from Page. Wingo takes off. Ed Page can't get to it. And Wingo going to take second base. And that'll – who Page has been working out there. He's going to be working up a sweat. That time, that ball outside. And he got in his glove, just couldn't kind of dig it out of there. And now Wingo in scoring position with one away. And there's a swinging strike for Peyton Hughes. 2-1 to count. Peyton going to OSU, wants his BA in finance, his master's in business administration, and usually when we ask them what they want to do, they're not this specific. Peyton, who takes ball three, says he wants to be CEO for a network of banks, not just one bank, a network.
Well, at least he's got a plan.
That is impressive. 3-1 for Peyton, runner on second, and he's going to take his base. Now we got runners on first and second. With one away, tied up at 2-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. And that's going to be Brett Bozarth, top of the order up now. Brett hit by a pitch, came around to score. Again, you saw the wheels from Brett a little bit earlier. Also had a 1.95 ERA on the mound when he was pitching. So doing a little bit of everything. That's going to be hit straight up into center field. And trying to get under it there is Parker, and he does for out number two. Two away. Runner on second and third. And Cronister back up again, the Moreland Bearcat. Flew out to center. His last time up. Put a charge in it. See if he can get anyone in here and now break this tie game. That's going to be up and in for ball one on Mr. Cronister.
These guys switched up the coaching too, so maybe they're hoping they'll have a little better luck than the last bunch did.
Well, I wonder if they're going to switch every inning here. There's a swing and a miss for David. 1-1 to count.
Maybe they're trying to save some steps for each one of them. You only have to go across the diamond every other inning.
So. You know that was part of the conversation. One and one, that's going to be hit right in the right center, yeah. And he's going to be in the gap, and that's going to probably score, and it will. Coming around to score is the red squad, and that's going to be the runners on first and third as Wingo gets around, and an RBI single for David Cronister. Nice piece of hitting that time. And when we asked in the bandstand, we asked who was going to hit a home run today, almost everybody said yes, except Cronister. He said no.
It's just not going to happen.
not my game.
Maybe he's never hit one, so he figures now it's not going to be the time.
He's hit one.
Hit one.
Brett Griffith back up here, and you can't say enough about this young man. He's accomplished a whole lot in his high school career, and now he's going to try to add to this 3-2 lead with his team just taking the lead. Three-sport Classic Bowl athlete taking off from first is Cronister. They're not even going to attempt to throw, and showing the wheels is David. He's going to snag a base. Got a great jump there.
He just kind of forgot about him over there.
They just didn't check him over. He was well past the first baseman. With that lead off, that's going to be hit down to short. Grandel grabs it. He's going to have to rifle one over to first. He fires and gets him. And that's going to be it. And I don't think they realize it yet. That should be. Oh, no, that's out number
Maybe
two.
Just
I'm
just
sorry.
Two.
Yeah, that is two. That's my fault. And that's going to be a 6-3 put out there for Colt Randall. Brings up Sion Averos, who had a two-run double his first time up. He's got another.
He just needed one more biscuit for breakfast. He'd have had him a home run long ago. So
chance here. Again, when that chopped down to short with the out, that did score a run, by the way. I forgot to. Yes. Now the count 1-0 ball there for Oliveros. Second pitch for Cy, and a swing and a miss. For Oliveros. And now that's going to be 1-2 to count.
All he's seen is curveballs since hitting that ball off the top of the fence.
And that's going to be cracked now to short. Randall again, who's been busy, he's going to rifle it over to first, and that is three away. So two more go on the board. Score 4-2, Red Squad going to top of the third coming up. We'll be right back after this. It is Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
Join White's Welding LLC and K101 in helping support the first annual Team Lane Poker Run. The run takes place Saturday, June 25th, and features a 115-mile route on county roads and side-by-sides, trucks, and Jeeps that all begins and ends at White's Welly. After the run, enjoy Cooper's Barbecue, axe throwing, and live music from Panhandle Dirt. Entry is $35 per player and $10 for ages 15 and under, plus a $50 registration gets you a Team Lane t-shirt until June 1st. All proceeds will go towards Team Lane, which is organized to benefit 10-year-old Lane Oaks. To donate or register, contact Nathan for more info at 580-744-0163 or email teamlane11@yahoo.com.
LaShawna spent more than 5 years in foster care.
I was getting older. I didn't think I'd be adopted.
But with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, LaShawna now has a forever family and the foundation for a bright future.
When I was adopted, it was like, wow, this is permanent.
You can help find permanent homes for children still lingering in foster care. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Welcome back. Got a new pitcher in the game right now for the Red Squad. Carsten Baggs going to step in there. Laverne Tiger is going to be the new pitcher. I think it's the same catcher out there. I'm trying to see if that looks like Jesse Gibson.
I think so.
We've only got one substitution here as Baggs getting his warm-ups in. Righty, they said he was a lefty, but he's throwing right-handed, so that's not to
be pretty impressive.
Well, we were speaking about this with and maybe, you know, Jordy can talk a little bit about this. The switch pitcher is becoming a thing that I see pop up from now every now and again.
You know, it's pretty hard to throw strikes and do things, get people out one-handed, and let alone doing it with both of them.
That's true. Layton Parker back up. He singled and scored his first time up. Pioneer Pleasant Vale Mustang. And Mr. Parker, 442 in the season. 35 walks, so a patient hitter. 30 stolen bases. That's why he's at the top of the order here. That's going to be ball one for Baggs.
Baggs is a little different pitcher than what they've been facing.
A little bit of a different look. Parker, the lefty. That's going to be ball two. And again, both these guys, multi-sport athletes. Carsten Baggs, obviously a member of that Laverne State title team, football. That's going to be inside, just missed Parker. He thought it was going to hit him, but it just missed him. Spun all the way around. That's going to be 3-0 the count. And stick around bottom half of this inning. We'll bring in, talk to Jordy Mercer throughout the first pitch. That's going to be a strike. 3-1 the count, taken all the way there is Parker. But first, we're going to get up Mr. Mercer's Wikipedia page to make sure we've dug out all the information. That's going to be ball four for Parker. He's going to take first base, and that's going to bring up Cooper Long. Big Cooper Long.
I can tell you this about Jordy. I don't know that I coached against him when he was playing baseball, and I went and watched him play in the big leagues, and he hit a home run about every time I went and watched him play or he played against us. So it was kind of one of those things where I'm like, is this guy ever going to stop?
I think you weren't the only one.
No.
I'm sure.
He took his anger out on a lot of people.
Runner on first. That was a foul ball. Now strike one. Or strike two, rather, on taking strike two. 0-2 the count here on Cooper. Four to two in what has been a very different game from the softball game. A lot of contact here today.
We've almost doubled it.
We've almost doubled it. That's up and in. Almost went, but Cooper laid off. 1-2 the pitch, or the count. The first ever Classic Bowl game. And it was, I mean, as that's way inside again, almost hit him, but I mean, you know, putting something together for the first time.
That's his teammate out
there. His teammate he's throwing at. putting together for some for the first time, not easy, something like this. And really shout out to a whole lot of people really stepped, literally stepped up to the plate. That's going to be cracked down the left side, and that's going to be a base hit. Runner was taken off, but Long, who made his teammate pay with a single. And those two guys seen a lot of each other. He points at him now. He's pointing, saying, I got you.
Well, he threw one at him, and then he got a hit off of him. So he's.
Here comes Sam Hoffman, who had an in-the-park home run his first time up. We'll see what Sam's got in store. Nobody on when he did it. He got an RBI. That's going to be strike one from Bags. Another righty is Hoffman. And speed of Sam Hoffman. And his coach said he plays every sport with extreme effort, and now he's going to try to run. He's going to hit a seeing eye single down the left side.
What are we doing?
And I don't know. They're going to give. He's coming back. They're going to say a balk.
We call a balk in an all-star game?
Interesting.
Golly.
You don't see that all the time.
Tough on him out
there. Would have been a base hit. You should have let the guy. Now you're taking away the base hit from Hoffman, who's at this point going for the cycle.
I believe you can take the base hit on a balk.
Whole new set of rules. Is there a swinging strike there for strike two? And not only that, now he's got an 0-2 count on him.
Yeah, I'm the batter. I'm going, hey, I want my base hit to left field. Heck with those guys going to the next base.
Bags in the dirt low to Gibson. Nice job there by Jesse Gibson. 1-2 the count. Four to two the score. Red team in front. White team at the plate. This is a big at bat here for Hoffman. Nobody out. Trying to get a couple in. It'll be a high pitch inside for ball two. 2-2 the count. And Carson Bags just trying to get an out right now. Wind died down a little bit. It was very windy this morning. That's going to be cranked now. This time it's going to be soft grounder to second base. That's going to be picked up, thrown, and get the RBI, but the out at second. And he advances a runner, and Parker comes home to score, and it's now a 4-3 lead for the red team. And that the 4-3 put out.
Yeah, I think he would have taken the base hit to left.
Ryan Carlisle at the plate. First time out, he singled. And that's going to be in there for ball one. Mr. Carlisle, All-State Class A, Seminole State Gulf commit. And he'll golf at the next level with his buddy Brett Griffith. And that's going to be ball two, 2-0 the count. And it's one of the great things as we see all these guys in their different hobbies and sports. And they're playing baseball here, but not all of them playing baseball at the next level. But a lot of success stories, guys going in, getting money to play elsewhere.
Getting money to play golf in college.
Living the dream.
That's not a bad deal.
Living the dream. 2-1 the count, one away, runner on third. 4-3 the score, and that is hit high foul to the right side, up and out of play.
When I play golf, it just costs me money.
Well, now you got a little more time on your hands. Are you stepping down now? Are you going to stay in administration?
I'm still going to coach basketball.
You're going to coach basketball.
I'm going to stay
okay.
and be the high school principal, but no more softball.
No more softball. Right down to first on Averro, steps on the bag and gets the out, but does not throw it home, and that's going to be another run scored, and we're tied at four. Little chop ground ball there by Carlisle. Scores another run. Tied up one more time. Two away, and that's going to be chopped right down to first base again. Onivero's busy over there, and he steps on the bag, and Gale Nelson out quickly. That's going to do it for the top of the third. We're tied at four. Stick around. We're going to have Jordy Mercer in the booth. We're going to talk to a real-life professional baseball player for the Pittsburgh Pirates coming up after this at the Logan Native, Jordy Mercer. Stick around. It's Classic Bowl 34, first-ever baseball game on K101.
You have probably noticed that a lot of your neighbors use Moores Roofing for all their roofing needs. You know why? It's because Moores Roofing is locally owned and operated with over 45 years experience, and they are right there when you need them. They're neighbors that you can trust. There's no gimmicks, reasonable prices, and quality workmanship guaranteed. Call the pros at Moores Roofing today at 580-994-5417 for real professional answers. Moores Roofing, a proud sponsor of all Classic Bowl participants.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back here at Fuller Park. Third inning coming up. Bottom of the third inning coming up. 4-4 the score here. Classic Bowl 34. And joining us now, Mr. Jordy Mercer, Tologa native back here and reliving his youth. Is that what's happening here?
That's right. That's right. I'm enjoying it. Coming back here at this part where I grew up, it's always special, you know, coming back home and just enjoying, you know, my family and bringing my kids, my wife back here too as well, and just seeing high school baseball. You know, it's kind of where it all started, really. So it's fun to be back.
And where are you now based? What do we got here? We got your stat line here.
I'm in Edmond now, Edmond, Oklahoma. So
okay.
Yeah,
Edmond. And what are you doing in Edmond?
Being a dad right now. I'm making up for lost time is what I'm doing.
Fair enough. Now, in the majors, obviously, not a lot of people come from towns the size of Tologa. Was that the smallest town that you had of your teammates that you were around?
Yeah, the players always joked to me because I graduated with 7 in my high school class. So, and they couldn't believe it. You know, I showed pigs too in high school. They couldn't believe that. On a farm, couldn't believe that. I mean, there's a bunch of stories, you know. Western Oklahoma, everybody knows about that stuff around here, but not too many people in the city of Pittsburgh or city in Detroit or city in New York or city in Washington, D.C. understood that quite yet. But that's just the way I was. That's the way I grew up, and that's the way everybody around here grows up.
That is, and a lot of that represented as we see, you know, showing pigs and hunting and fishing and the hobbies list of all these guys is right now. Josh Nolte on the mound, by the way, is throwing 3 straight balls here to Slater, who walked. Caden Slater, just a fantastic hitter, and he instantly takes another walk. So patience, 2 walks in the day for Slater. Don't see a lot of patience like that in an All-Star game, but Mr. Slater's just trying to help his team win. That's going to bring in Drew Steffes, Canute Trojan. Cade swinging his first time up, so now there's a runner on with nobody out. And a lot of different, I mean, a majority of your time, if that's fouled away, back and left, was with the Pirates. Now, that is a gorgeous stadium.
Yeah. Underrated. We talked about that when I got home, basically. It was our time. We spent our most time there, obviously, 7 years. But we took it for granted, to be honest with you. Because when everybody comes in, they're just like, that had to be the most gorgeous place, best place to play. And it was. But playing there every day, you know, and seeing that, you know, I think you take it for granted a lot. And I wish I kind of soak it in a little bit more. Just, you know. Being there for that long and realizing how special of a place that was.
That's first where you came up? Is that the first?
Yeah, that was the first of everything. Shot? That's right. They drafted me, and I came up through the system and made my way all the way up there.
It's going to be a wild pitch, and the runner's going to advance to second base. That one got away from Mr. Nolte. Runner moves forward. Runner on second now, nobody out, as Slater takes second base, and Steffes now with the 1-1 count. What's it like being back so far? How often do you make it back to this neck of the woods?
Well, I haven't lately, just because springtime's tough for my family because all my boys are playing ball.
That's a sky high in the air to right field, getting under it, making the catch there. It's a Turing. Tries to throw down to second and nail Slater and almost gets him. What a throw. He tried to get Slater's sneaking out there, and Slater couldn't believe he rifled it in. Nice throw out there in right field, but still one out. Still runner still on second. Brings up catcher Jesse Gibson. And of all the teams, of all the places you were at, what one did you like the most?
Probably Pittsburgh, just because, yeah. You know, I was there the longest. My family, it was, they treat everybody like family, they do. And that's kind of the way their organizations ran. And they got a lot of homegrown players, you know, a lot of players that come through the system, basically, because they're a small market team. Mm-hmm. And so I would say that, just because, you know, the way they treated not only myself and gave me the opportunity, but my family too as well. It was basically our second home there for a long time. Yeah. So.
And 1-1 the count. Now, did you eat at Permane's? Did you have the big, enormous sandwich?
I did try it, but then I think I might have not ate for a couple days after that.
That's going to be a base knock for Steffes up the middle. They're going to wave Slater. He's going to try to go home. They're going to try to nail him. Drives it down to Jesse, cut off by the pitcher, and Slater is going to stand up and score. And now it's 5-4 as the runs keep coming. Base hit, RBI there for Jesse Gibson. That brings up Dakota Wingo next, who singled and scored. Whole family's here now. What do the boys do? What are they into now? What did you said they're playing?
Well, yeah, like I said, springtime is tough just because we're playing nonstop. I mean, all three of my boys now are playing baseball. My oldest is 9, and he's starting to play some tournaments and a little bit of travel ball. Not a lot, but just a little bit. And it's been a busy spring, needless to say. But it's been a lot of fun. Like I said, I'm helping out all three, coaching and just trying to get involved as much as I can in their lives. And just because I'm trying to, you know, make up for lost time, and I'm enjoying it.
Another base hit, start trying to base hit, and it does get through, just gets by the shortstop, Randall. And that's going to be another single for Wingo, who's 2-for-2. Runners on first and second now with one away. How did they approach you about doing this? How did you get involved with this?
I got a call from Leland Searcy, and you know, my name was getting thrown around because they're starting a new, you know, this first-time baseball game, and it was something, you know, I really thought about, and, you know, giving back to, you know, this community, this area. Another base hit, middle.
Right up the middle again, rifles right past Nulty, and they're going to send the runner one more time. Coming around, the score is Gibson, and that's another single and a run scored. 6-4 the score. That time Peyton Hughes, who takes the first pitch he saw, and knocks home an RBI. Runners on first and second.
So I just thought it was a good opportunity, you know, to, like I said, you know, this part of the state of Oklahoma is special to, not only to me, but also my family too. And it's cool to have a first-time baseball game here in the Tri-City area. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And, you know, bring all these kids that play high school ball together and kind of have a little mini all-star game. So it's pretty neat.
And really, it's you know, a Tri-State. Now, we don't, in this game in particular, the first one, we don't have any Texas-Kansas players. But really, it's a Tri-State 92 school thing. Now, when you were at Tologa, was Coach Gore there? Was that?
No, Kobe Nelson was my coach.
Kobe Nelson,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he coached me basically from 10 and under on. I mean, he was there, yeah.
Jack Puffenbarger. We have our first substitution. Would have been the top of the order for Bozarth. Instead, we're going to get Puffenbarger at the plate. And Jack steps in. Runners on first and second, and took a hack at that one. Trying to take that one out of the park. Strike one. Had Jack on. Spoke to him at the bandstand. He had his baseball pants on all day today. He was ready to play in this game. And that's going to be strike two for Jack. You can tell he's swinging out of his shoes right now. I don't know. Not sure what fielding position he will be playing. We'll put him in left field. And that's going to be ball one. So swung at a couple pitches. Now took ball one. Two runners on. One away. 6-4 the score. Although it says 5-4 on the board.
It's an all-star game.
It's going to mess me up now. We already had this softball game. We were a little loose with the rules. Coach Friesen played every 16 in a row, making it hard on us. That's popped straight up into the air and out of play. Right on top of us here, and you can hear the metal roof here at Fuller Park. Great facility, great park here in Woodward.
Yeah, this is great. This is the first time I've been here, so I've seen the old one, played in the old one, but not the new one though. So this is great.
So none of the event space wasn't here. None of that. Was the water park here?
No. My kids spotted that out when we first drove in. Trust me.
You might have not been showing pigs if they had a water park here. Runner on first and second. Once again, that's going to be inside on Puffenbarger. Works the count full with one away. So came up there, swung at two quick ones, and now is starting to settle in here. Runner takes off from second and swinging a miss. They try to get him at third, and it's going to be thrown into the outfield, and coming around to score is going to be the Red Squad, and that, I believe, was Wingo, and it is. He's going to come around and score on the strike three. So strike him out, score. Both runners advancing there. Seven, four, runner on second base. Chronister going to step in once again. David Chronister flew out to center and had a single and an RBI, and that's going to be down and away. It's going to be end up being a beautiful night tonight, and weather's really cooperated. That's going to be hitting the right field and getting under it on the right side. It's going to be deterring who makes the catch, and that's going to do it. So after the third innings, three on the board, makes it 7-4. White team now in front of the red team. We'll be back after this top of the fourth. Mr. Mercer, thanks so much for joining
appreciate
us. We appreciate
it.
You coming
yeah,
up here. Appreciate everything you've done, and go enjoy it. Go to the water park one time for the kids, will you?
Appreciate it. Thank
All
you.
Right. Jordy Mercer, I want to thank him for coming out here, doing everything. The Mercer family scholarship going to be given out after the fifth inning, so stick around for that. We're going to bring back Coach Friesen in the booth. Take a little break. Come right back. Here is the Classic Bowl 34 on K101.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man in foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.